So we are recording this episode in middle to late February, and I'm saying that because the only thing that I have been listening to, you know, I usually have like Spotify up and I listen to whatever screaming out bands that I usually do, but I've been listening to nothing but like Dark Souls soundtracks, you know, stuff from Bloodborne and stuff like that, because Elden Ring is about to come out. And it's funny, if you type in like Elden Ring into like Spotify, it comes up with like people's playlists, and I'm just like, no, I want the real thing.
Yeah, and by the way, for the listening audience who can't see Jake right now, he has one of the coolest shirts I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, yeah. This was so I don't understand it.
Yeah.
it's funny. So I did a Secret Santa with the gaming group that I'm in with Jed and Mark, and they all like play Destiny and stuff like that. But when we play our 5e games, I play with some of those guys, and we do a Secret Santa with all of them. There's an actual site that you can like organize a Secret Santa with them. It's really cool. And so I think that there's like 15 people or something like that that we all got together and did it. And the guy that I got is like the other Souls guy, like in that group. And so I get an anonymous message that from on the site. I don't remember what it was. Oh, Elster, that's what it's called. And it was just like, what do you know of the Arizona Suns? I was like, and then I Googled really fast because I clearly didn't know anything. And I was like,
basketball.
I was like, the basketball team? Nothing much. And then he was like, okay, I think I'm just going to show you what I want to get you because I think that you'll love it. So the shirt that he got me is it's an 80s synthwave style, but it's got a pixel art Solaire on it doing the Praise the Sun, but the symbol on his tunic is the Arizona Suns. So I was just like, I mean, I'll get into basketball.
Shirt.
This shirt's just too cool not to.
Yeah.
You hold a gun to my head. I could not give you probably 5 basketball teams. I know the Celtics because of Larry Bird, the Heat because everyone knows the Heat, Golden State Warriors.
Tim doesn't know the Heat.
Rockets. I know the Rockets.
Duke. I don't know what the hell the actual thing is. I know college basketball.
No, you're missing a big one.
I know college basketball.
I'm missing
more.
A big one. Okay, yeah. Hold on.
There's a big one. I think
Bulls.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Bulls.
Okay. I was thinking Lakers. I'm surprised you didn't say Lakers.
I was going to say Wizards, but
yeah, Wizards. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot
Washington Wizards.
How did I forget the Wizards?
I know, the most D&D adjacent.
Am I the only one here who cares about sports at all?
I'm the biggest boxing UFC guy, okay, like in my whole friend
team
group,
sports
so.
Guy. I'm the team sports
no,
guy.
No, I just like people beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, that's usually why I watch UFC and boxing. I mean, it's just a fucking great show.
The only sport I really ever watch would be hockey at this point. So. Yeah.
People keep telling me I need to get into hockey.
It's fun to watch live.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I cannot watch baseball on TV. But
no.
The Orioles, my boys, Camden Yard,
lose
love.
Every time. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Got to do that?
Yes. Sorry, when they start having a winning season?
I don't think we're going to get baseball this year anyway.
Yeah.
The players hold out, whatever.
But I love going to Camden Yards, getting a good old hot dog, watching the team. It's great. But I can't watch it on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I will mostly, like, when Kelly's over and, like, they're watching football, I'll go up and hang out.
Yeah, that's about what I do. You know, my baseball experience, I went to baseball games when I was a kid with my dad, and I literally just, like, ate so much, I didn't even watch the baseball. And then when I got older, one of my brothers-in-laws, he's, like, really big into baseball, or at least the Orioles. And we went to a couple games, and the first game that I went to, I downloaded, like, a ROM emulator. This is back when I had like an Android phone.
Did you forget that I was at that game?
You were at that
game.
Yeah,
I was with you.
Yeah, so you saw me download the ROM emulator, and then I got like Final Fantasy 1.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
He was just playing Final Fantasy on his phone while me and my brother were screaming for the Orioles.
Yeah, that's right. And then the second game I went to, I was just like, oh, I haven't played Final Fantasy in a long time. So then the second baseball game, I beat Final Fantasy 1 during the second one. And I remember, like, I defeated the boss, and then like the Orioles, like there's like a home run or something, whatever you call it. I know what home run is.
They got a touchdown in the diamond.
Oh, sports ball.
And right as like it was like the end of the game, like everyone is just going crazy. Like I had just beaten the final boss, Final Fantasy One, so I actually got up and was like, and it's like they're cheering for me.
By the way, weren't we talking about the soundtracks?
Yeah, it went in a weird way.
By the way, real quick, Majora's Mask Potion Shop music, it's a banger. All of the game Deltarune, the entire soundtrack is golden. I listen to that so often. Mm. It, you know, I've never played the game Deltarune. I just know it has amazing music.
Yeah.
Something that is Deltarune adjacent, because the creator of Deltarune made a monster for Omoket's game Omori. Omori's soundtrack is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's awesome.
God, like, kind of trying to narrow down any video game soundtrack that I was like, oh, that I wouldn't listen to like a million times. But actually one that I just started playing and beat was Frostpunk, which is kind of like a survival game that like the whole basis is like you're in this frozen wilderness, like climate is utter, like an internal winter essentially in, and you're basically just trying to establish a steam furnace and building a city around it, and you're just constantly having to make laws and stuff. But the music that they have behind everything is so damn, like, it hits like really, it's very orchestrated, and like it also, it's like kind of like it's pushing you to move forward, but it's like frantic at a certain space. Like there's one track that's just called "The City Must Survive." And it's just like the temperature slowly dropping because it goes like -20, -40, and you have to keep heating and researching how to get like the like everything hotter and like
that sounds really stressful.
Oh, it is. And then they start playing this track when it starts going -60, -80, and like people are like freezing to death, and you're like, "Crap, I got this." And then it goes -150, and you're like, "Oh." Shit.
I don't think there's any life after -50.
Oh, that's the whole point. You're trying to keep them alive. Yeah. you got to start like researching the houses to make them like more insulated. You got to research the steam furnaces to make them like pump out better. Like, because the thing is, you're burning coal the longer you're doing that. So you're just constantly trying to make everything.
But you don't realize that the fact that you're burning so much coal is part of the reason why it's getting colder. And it's,
I mean, this
cycle
also takes place 1886. So.
Oh, all right.
It's like a steampunk-ish type thing, but like the music in that is, it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's very frantic, and like you're listening to it, and you're like, "Oh shit!" Like, I'm stressed out, and I'm trying to survive.
I got physically colder when you were describing this game.
Oh,
I like pulled my jacket.
He put a jacket over his legs, like he's an old spinster.
Where's my I need my hood.
Yeah. you have like a babushka.
Please, bring me soup.
In the harsh Russian winter.
I like Nabu Amatsu. He's the, I think most of the music for all the Final Fantasy games.
Oh, yeah.
The Final Fantasy games are bangers.
Yeah.
So putting them to soundtrack.
Yeah, they're all really good.
He's an incredible video game composer.
Choir music.
I love his music.
Yeah.
I don't have much more to say about that.
Yeah.
I love all the Final Fantasy soundtracks, and he's amazing.
Yeah. So the
been listening to these music since I was a child.
Yeah. Right. There's a you would actually like this channel, Kel. There's a guy named Jeff Plays, or there's a YouTube channel called Jeff Plays Guitar. And
oh yeah.
he always turns video game soundtracks into Doom soundtracks. So Doom has the like it's called it's called like
heavy
Argent metal. So it has like really heavy like death metal riffs and like sort of like the
grindy.
Yeah, like grindy tech stuff. Like if you have ever heard the Doom soundtrack, he turns all music into that.
Nice. I mean, it was a whole meme when the Doom music kicks in.
Yeah.
And you're like,
he's done it to a bunch of different soundtracks. He did it for like One Wing Angel, you know, from Final Fantasy VII, which sounds awesome.
Dark Souls. Metroid.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
he did a really good one for Metroid.
Yes, like, but they're always like so good. My favorite one though is where he turned the soundtrack to Ludwig from Bloodborne.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So he goes into this, and I'm going to plug him, and then I'll explain the complications he had with making the song. So, Argent metal is metal. You know, it's more of a It's not like a ballad or anything like that, you know. There's a lot of like crunchy music to it and stuff. But Bloodborne uses music that is considered waltz, so it's very, very different. And when I heard it, go look it up right now. Jeff Lee's guitar, Bloodborne. I think it's the only one he's done. But it was something that I was like, I want more of this music.
Yeah, Bloodborne did a really great thing where it was like, this isn't just a combat, this is a dance.
Yeah.
And, you know, using the music, it was, okay, I'm basically a shill for, you know,
Souls games.
Yeah, Souls games. Yeah. So, but what Bloodborne did was very, very good.
Yeah, yeah. I played through quite a lot of Bloodborne. John, I don't know if you know this, but if you get PS Now, you can play Bloodborne on your PC. So.
Oh, okay. I know what I'm spending my money
on. Yeah,
on.
Just letting you know. Yeah, so I'm such a sucker for just like good soundtracks. I mean, even like there's every now and then I'll go back and just like listen to the Wind Waker one.
Mm-hmm.
The
Wind Waker is such a good
soundtrack. That's a good
one.
Like the sailing one.
Oh yeah.
Dragon Roost Island.
Yeah. Song of Storms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. The Nintendo
does a good job.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, and just to add on to the other game that we recently played in, the Wrath of the Righteous
game.
Yeah.
The music to that is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Like any level up, like for mythic levels, is just like, oh yeah, I feel like I'm a demigod at this point.
They do an interesting thing in that game where I also really like when they have dynamic music, so the music sort of reacts to what's happening.
Yeah.
There's a few games that do it really well. One of them is Metal Gear Solid Revengeance, which is just the most 90s metal game possible. It's fucking great. If people haven't played Wrath of the Righteous, please go play it. But one of the things that's very cool is that, so you, this isn't much of a spoiler, but eventually you pick a mythic path as you become a mythic hero. And the mythic paths are like, there's like Angel, Demon, Lich, there's Azada, that's the one that I went. And they actually tune the music to your decisions as long as they fall within those mythic paths. And so like, you could play through and get a completely different feel for the entire game just because of the music and the decisions that you make based on those things. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I feel like sound design along with music is like such an important part for games in general. It's not really, you know, I don't think it's given as much credit as it deserves. That being said, Tim, you better pick the perfect music for background.
Speaking of background music, tabletopaudio.com for all your tabletop audio needs.
Yeah, if we had the rights, I would pick the orc army music from Lord of the Rings.
Pretty good.
That one.
Get the next best thing with tabletop.
By the way, the Peter Lord Jackson. Of the Rings game on the GameCube, Return of the King.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of that music. Yeah. By the way, just sleeper pick. Yeah, that's a great one. Because Lord of the Rings music is amazing. Yeah.
Sleeper pick.
I don't think any of you know this, but Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
I think they're
pretty
good movies.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty good. Yeah. I think they were okay.
I don't know if anyone's watched this, but
it's pretty indie.
Yeah.
I mean, for all our Gen Z listeners, yeah, that'd be pretty indie.
By the way, this whole genre of gaming probably wouldn't exist if this little book didn't exist either. It's weird.
It's a little book. You might not have heard of it. Well, last time you guys helped out the Thornscale Kobolds. And you helped them out. You sent them back to Akravel. You also learned from the angel that the place that you were going to right now looks to be burning with cinders. It looked to be deserted. And they had said that there were these creatures that had come charging at them with large tusks. You now realize what they were as you were sort of scoping it out from a distance. And you saw three huge elephants.
Huge.
Walking around.
Oh, shit. That means they were bigger than that creature in the cage, right?
Two sizes larger.
That thing was huge, too.
Yeah,
that
was huge.
Okay,
well.
I just couldn't remember. Okay.
I was like, and that thing was a pushover.
No. Yeah, we just
never said. I'm so sad you never fought that.
I'm not so sad. My character's alive right now.
Hey, Benson, attack it. You know,
get it.
As its tail could straight up kill you.
So, as of right now, Elk's the only one who's seen it, right?
Correct, yeah. So I'm going to bring you over to the map here in just a second.
Everything seems fine.
The skull. The skull map. Let's go.
You guys are finally at the skull.
We're at the skull.
Finally.
God, this is just like in Breath of the Wild, like when you enter the big camps that are just a giant skull with like tribes living on them. So you're like, oh.
Then you go, all right.
Oh, fuck.
excuse you.
So there's a small village. And there's some elephants inside.
Oh, there's just some elephants.
Those things are just so big.
So let me, they're huge. They're categorically huge. So you only see two of the elephants, but let me go ahead and read this little description here, this flavor text. Read this again for you. There it is. The forest bears the scorch marks of a vicious fire. Charred bark scars the roots of the trees, and small patches of undergrowth have been reduced to twigs. The focus of the fire seems to have been several small houses in a large clearing. All of these structures have been burnt to the ground, leaving only charred timbers behind. A single stone well stands in the middle of the burned-out village. Near the well lie two almost unrecognizable corpses that appear to have been trampled by a large creature. And that is when the elephants came into the scene, and they're sort of just, like, walking, milling about. But you did hear... Help me!
I heard nothing.
Yeah, I guess nothing to see here.
It's empty. There's nothing.
That's Benson's activation words. Because
did you hear it?
Yeah, we're referring. Because
I was ahead.
Yeah, so. That's right. I don't know if the rest of us are close enough.
Yeah,
I mean we're on the map.
Well, I mean, our tokens are on the map, but, you know, we have to go Theater of the Mind.
Right.
I don't think we all would have just rushed in here. Like, that's why we send Elk out to scout.
I mean, I imagine Elk came back and relayed what he saw.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, he definitely would say, like, oh, yes, no, it's a lost cause.
Nothing to worry about.
Please, no. No, there's gigantic, I would say mechanically huge elephants of sorts.
What mechanics are you referring to?
No, it makes perfect sense.
Just think
roughly
huge.
3 to 4 times like, larger than us.
Yes, 3 to 4. You know that thing that was in the cage, the whatever, the dinosaur?
Mokale Mbembe.
Oh, wow, Mokale. Props to Jake for remembering that name.
I know, jeez.
He had to practice it for like 25 sessions as
right.
we were going to the quarry.
And that was that
any moment,
shit.
We could ask about it.
That shit literally went in one ear, out the other for me.
Yeah, but... He's there's quite roughly the size of them, but I see two. I see three, right? I thought you said
You saw two, but the angel had said that there was a third. Yes.
Right. A larger one.
And he said that there was a third.
Were you able to identify the creatures? Do you know what they are?
I didn't roll a nature check.
Can I roll a check? Roll.
You may roll a very easy nature check.
A very easy. Okay, that's a 16.
I'll say you know what an elephant is. You maybe
elephants.
Yeah, you maybe have not necessarily seen one, but you are aware of it.
Oh yes, in Absalom when the zoo came through, the traveling zoo and circus.
Yes. Oh yeah,
there's circuses around Absalom.
There is.
Oh yeah, there's
that's right.
I will show you the picture that I pulled.
But there's no archers on them, right?
Yeah, there's no archers.
Okay.
There's in the picture there are archers on top of the elephant.
Like,
it's really scary.
Are they armored?
I don't think it matters.
I feel like it does.
Stop on us.
I mean, if there's elephants, we can just be like, hey,
but the
shoe.
Yeah,
that'll work.
Like, fire.
Do you know any magic to create a mouse and then?
I mean, I have,
they'll be freaked out.
I have fireballs.
That too.
Fire spheres. Yeah. Just produced flame.
Yeah. But yes, but there's. Two I see, but then there's a third that the angel mentioned. But then there's also someone shouting for help.
I would also like to point out that none of you guys have to fight these things.
Yeah.
I do.
Wow.
Well, I feel like we have to think this strategically.
Do we even have to fight them?
What do we know about elephants? Like, are they naturally aggressive creatures?
Territorial.
They can be territorial.
Okay.
So now you don't know what the situation is here.
Yeah.
But they seem to be milling about like they live here. They're not just passing through.
But
Benson, he's very frustrated by the situation because obviously he can't do anything. If we're looking to do a stealth mission, go around,
right?
He can't do anything,
right?
But
what do we know about, like?
Could try low.
I don't know the mechanical challenge rating of this elephant. Like, would we have a shot against them, or are they just? Is this just like a beast that's just like, oh man, we might.
So you want a metagame?
I just want to know if like for example. If there was a bear on the loose, right, we would think to ourselves, we could probably take a bear because the bears aren't magical. You know, we could fireball a bear. It probably hurt it a lot. You know? So bear. It's like, knowing what we know about an elephant, that it can't cast spells, you know, it doesn't have armor. Like, do we think that, you know, like, we would stand a shot creature. Against it?
Regardless, it's a fucking elephant.
Could we scare it off?
Yes. Or also, lure it away.
Can we just make Elk invisible and have him scout out and get a better picture of what we're dealing
That's
with?
That's what I was going to say.
Because I did notice the buildings were, I mean, burnt and open on the side, so I believe I could just move along around them.
Indeed. Sure.
But in all else, I mean, we might be able to lure them out in general.
I mean, if nothing else, we probably know that the elephants can't see invisibility.
They're magical elephants.
But can they?
They're
Every
magical.
Every single elephant has a necklace of sea invisibility.
Each one has goggles on.
No, the trunks give it blind sense.
Oh.
Oh, God, they have scent.
Oh, no.
Imprecise at 30 feet.
Do we know what elephants are most afraid of? I could just create an illusion of whatever that would scare them off.
Well, they're clearly not scared of fire.
Yes, actually, that's inquiry of what caused this. I mean, the fire itself. Everything's burnt out. And you said the bodies were charred, right?
Yep.
And then trampled?
Yep.
Well, the elephants were trying to put them out, I guess.
I'm helping!
They're well-meaning elephants.
They meant well. They just couldn't.
All right,
they
didn't know I say we do the invisibility.
Yeah.
Elk goes in and does his ranger shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you do your thing that makes you know Elkwood's...
Yes.
He did.
Don't you see the blood in his forehead?
That's not my impression. You don't see him at all. You see it after he turns him invisible?
Right.
So I want to go ahead and cast invisibility on you.
Okay. All right.
And you have 10 minutes.
Sweet.
Let's go.
Go ahead and make me a stealth check.
Oh, boy.
Natural 20.
Perfect.
That'll be 37.
Got it. See, could be.
Just not enough, Shane.
Even.
Sorry.
40. Ooh. Elephants have really big ears.
Which they use to thermoregulate.
Animal Planet.
Were you watching a Nat Geo documentary before this?
I mean, at his baby shower, one of the mini games was guess as many baby animal names as you could guess.
That's true.
That was very hard.
It was hard.
You stealth your way through Elk. You slip by some of the elephants. You, as you go by one of them, you do see its trunk sort of like in your direction, but then you quickly just like keep walking, and then it just sort of ignores whatever it might have smelled.
Yeah.
So you realize that they do have some sort of imprecise scent. And you get to down here, the last building, all the way at the bottom.
All right.
And you see a guy. You see a man. He's wearing very rough clothes. Regular human, long blonde hair. He is burnt, beaten, and stuck under what looks like a beam.
Okay.
And he's like, you can tell that he was screaming, and so now he's like, as he tries to push the beam up, but he can't seem to get it.
Because he doesn't do enough push-ups. he's not going to announce his presence right now, but like he's going to inspect the situation first, like seeing the beam, like is it like I don't know, like just to see what he can do, because he's strong, but he doesn't have an athletics.
Right. So you could try to athletics your way into this to get it off of him. So yeah, you could do that to try to get this heavy timber from his leg or off of it.
Yeah,
But he's also like not aware of you right now too. So you're sort of just like watching this guy struggle.
You could whisper to him.
Yeah, well, that's what he's planning on doing. He just wants to take sight of like seeing the elephants, seeing that, and seeing like let's not try to attract the attention of the freaking giant creatures. But yeah, he's going to look around. Is there anything like another piece of a board that like
you just want to grab something for leverage.
Use my sword.
Correct. Oh no, the elven guard blade.
That's magical.
So you can get a board for leverage.
Yeah, he's gonna crouch down first though, and like just let the guy know. He just goes, which is even probably creepier. He's just like, shh, hey, you're not alone.
What?
Shh.
Who is that?
Stop. I'm trying to help you.
Who's there?
Stop. Shut up. I'm trying to save your life.
I have a question. What languages do you speak?
Depends.
What do you mean depends?
I know multiple languages.
Depending on the situation.
I just keep erasing one and replacing it with the thing I need.
Yeah. No, I have a bunch. Let's see. Let me get this. Actually, yeah, let me... Because I have a bunch located... Okay, guess it's not in that one, so I have to bring up the other app. So...
Mark is just looking at his app.
Kelly, I'm trying to learn languages.
Kelly went around to get... to get a chip, and he's looking at me to see if like the mics are picking it up. And all of a sudden, I hear a.
Okay, so he knows common,
uh-huh,
elven,
uh-huh,
goblin,
okay,
orcish,
uh-huh,
and dwarven.
Okay, he speaks to you in a language you do not understand.
Oh shit!
So
I guess he would just try like elvish at first. Just because it's probably not the most offensive sounding language.
Nope.
Okay.
Does not understand you.
I'm like thinking, screaming in orcish probably wouldn't make anyone feel good. But he's going to try and pry this thing off of him. Like, okay. I mean, like he's inspecting him. Like, what does he, is he like a peasant?
Yeah. He looks like rural blue collar. Like he looks like he lives in this jungle. You assume with these elephants.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And there's nothing on him, like weapon.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I guess he will try to use the pry bar.
Okay.
I mean, it's gonna be a long shot, I guess. But if that could help, pry this thing off.
Sure, so you use it. Go ahead and make me an athletics check.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
That was a natural 2.
You try to wedge it, and he's trying to push as well. He has no idea what's going on, but he's just like, he's trying to like get it off. He's now kind of scared because he heard someone. And
yeah, kind of just try again. Or
you could try.
Oh, that's better. 16 on die.
Four.
I'm getting my strength score, which is that'll be a 19 plus whatever pry bar does.
Your nothing? Athletics check?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not trained in athletics.
I'm not trained in athletics. Can I do acrobatics?
You flip over the beam.
Can I cartwheel the beam off of him?
Can I use it as
Can I do a sick fucking gainer to get this thing off of it?
Yeah. So knowing this is a lost cause, he's just going to abandon the guy.
Doesn't even explain it to the guy.
Well, I can't explain it because he doesn't speak a language that I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no like common language.
There's no common language.
I totally wasn't braid in on my phone, just paying attention to something else.
Yeah, I don't know. He can't do anything else, so he's just
leave him.
Yeah, like he's like, well, sucks to suck, man.
The only word in our language this guy knows is help.
True. Help. Yeah, like he's just gonna go back.
Okay.
And let he's like, yeah, this just seems to be a big heavy beam. Unfortunately, I do not have the strength to lift it off.
Did the elephants? Did they seem hostile? Could they detect you?
Barely. I did notice one just almost sensed me, but it quickly lost interest.
We have the idea. We believe these things are hostile, aren't they?
Oh, we don't know.
Well, our angel friend, our angel boy, said that they were aggressive to him.
They came after him.
They charged him.
They did, but... So if... I'm sorry, if I was an animal defending my territory and a being came from the skies, I might be a little on edge as well. Especially if my home had gotten attacked recently.
Well, let me put it this way. Do you want to walk up to those things?
Let me see.
I come in peace.
Do you speak elephant?
Do I speak? Let me check my language.
I speak pachyderm.
I do not think if someone is trained in nature, they could try to entreat with the animal.
Oh yeah,
I am not. I don't.
The last time I tried to interact with an animal.
No. I have improviser.
Oh, I thought you were actually trained in nature. No.
The last time I tried to interact with an animal, it was the lion at the EQJ Elves. I rolled a 19 and still fucked up.
Yeah. I thought you succeeded that one.
Eloquent, you
no,
are.
No, I didn't.
You seem to be good with animals. Any kind of motions to Vermeer? Perhaps you could
just looking at Vermeer as like Vermeer's like eating like an eyeball or something.
Just eating one of the charred corpses.
Look at
dinner.
Look at Vermeer, and then Vermeer looks back and is like, "Don't do it, dude."
just that look of like
slowly shakes head.
All right, hear me out. I got something weird.
Wait. Actually, hold on, because I just thought.
I want to hear Kelly.
Okay.
All right, Kezra can create an illusory object of an elephant.
Okay.
That will smell like an elephant because I can cast it at higher levels.
Okay.
And like when they're not looking, the elephant's backs are turned. I can just like walk out and make an elephant that looks like a friendly elephant to them. That's like my friend elephant, and I can entreat with the elephant. And because my illusory elephant is my friend, it will disarm them and they will not trample us.
So.
I like that a lot.
That's really good.
I like that.
That's good.
Quick question. Do these two other elephants, do they have tusks?
Yes.
I thought they like all basically grow tusk anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, also, stupid thing I just thought of because I forget that Vermeer also has other skills that it does have in athletics. It's trained.
Oh, so you can have Vermeer try to jump up. Yeah.
Because it has a +12 in athletics.
I genuinely love the vision of Vermeer just flying in, perching down next to this guy, and just with his wing, just Chad lifting it up.
Not using his strong talents.
No, his wing.
Yeah. No, technically I could use Vermeer. So, actually, I might
raw
consider
Chad
doing
energy.
That.
Vermeer's like, I didn't skip wing day.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
I mean, I could do that. And Vermeer could fly.
So. I need you all to Google something for me really quick.
Oh, no.
The way you just said that reminded me of something. I'm gonna put it in Discord.
Okay.
So if you Google, there's a boss from the game Enter the Gungeon.
I know exactly what you were talking about.
Yep.
I do
the
not. Gungeon?
Enter the Gungeon.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it is a fantastic game. Oh, okay.
Man. I do not know this.
So it's a bullet hell game. Where you run around a dungeon that's all gun themed.
Hey, wait a minute! It's named Enter the Gungeon, and there are guns. Hey, wait a minute!
And you go around like shooting bullet themed enemies and shit. It's fucking great. It's a great game.
Like Bullet Bill.
This is the first boss in the entire game.
Good. Oh god!
So good.
It is a bird that is jacked all to hell, yes. And his name is Gatling Gull.
Yes.
Yep. That is
beautiful. He has a giant minigun.
Can we carry
pits or feathery pits?
I hope feathery, because that's way funnier.
Can we make it canon that that's what Vermeer looks like?
It's just...
Right, make that his token.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
I don't have a token, so yes, that works.
Oh, there we go. That's what it is. Yeah.
So,
anyway.
But yeah, like, he could, yeah, like, have Vermeer assist.
Okay.
And
so
freaking hoist this thing off of him.
You wanted to... Kezra wants to...
Kezra can do
illusion.
That. Actually, I like that.
Okay, idea. So Kezra wants to distract the elephants.
This works.
Kezra wants to distract the elephants with the illusion.
Yes.
Okay. Do that while Vermeer and Elkwood go to help?
I mean, I could try to go. If they're distracted, I could try to go.
Okay, so...
Actually, I don't know if I can do this. It's an illusory object, not an illusory creature.
Oh.
So it's a stationary object.
It's a stationary statue
but
of an elephant.
At height level 2, your image makes the appropriate sounds and generates the normal smells.
So it's just a
non-moving
elephant.
And feels right
elephant.
To the touch.
I mean, that... That seems like it would fit.
I could make an elephant that doesn't move?
Yeah. Sure.
It looks like it's lagging, so it's just...
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't react to anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I just pet it.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, Kelly. Make sure that when you make the elephant, it's dabbing.
I'll try.
All right, so you want to cast the illusion and then walk up to it?
I want to wait till the elephants are kind of just not looking in my way. I'm just going to like walk out into the front and be like, boom, elephant.
Okay.
And I'm just going to sit there and be like, hey. It's like leaning up against...
How you doing?
Elbow the elephant.
How you doing?
Sending him elbow.
Got it. Okay, so you wait around for a few minutes.
You named the elephant Elbow?
It was the first thing Kezra saw.
Fair enough.
Makes sense.
You wait until the elephants are in a different spot, and you walk up and go whoosh and create the illusion. And they immediately see another elephant. And then one of them walks over, starts like taking his trunk and like patting on like the elephant, sort of like sniffing it up and down.
Feels right. Smells right.
Smells like an elephant because everybody smells his butt. Smells right to me. Sort of goes, and
oh no,
another elephant comes over. They start sniffing all over it, and then the third elephant that you guys had not seen yet is an elephant bull.
Oh yep. Shit! Man.
Yep. Which.
Did you make a male elephant?
Which mechanically is just a elephant with the elite.
Yeah.
Elite yeah. template on it. It goes over and the other two move out of the way so this one can come up and start smelling all over it. And then it starts smelling all over you, Kezra.
Kezra is going to try to diplomatize to be friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll pet elbow and he'll try to like, you know, pet the trunks of the stranger elephants.
Okay.
And, you know, just try to be a friendly fellow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. It's not the worst.
It's not bad.
Yeah, 17. Whatever.
17? Yeah, they're certainly not threatened by you by any means. Like I said, you're standing next to an elephant that seems very stoic.
This is my elephant elbow. He doesn't talk much.
And as Benson leans over to Elk, why is he speaking common to the fucking elephants?
What else do I do? He doesn't. Shut up, Benson.
You can't hear me.
He isn't Tarzan. He can't communicate with other elephants. Animals.
My elbow will last an hour, so I'm just going to walk away from him.
All right, so yeah, the elephants are just sniffing all over elbow and Kezra. But when one of them takes his trunk and like goes down like Kezra's side and like grabs the rod of fire, holds it up, and then like puts it back in your pocket.
By the way, if our next shirt isn't just a picture of a very poorly drawn cartoon elephant and no other context, I'll be offended.
It's like eyes are looking like outward in opposite directions.
And it's just got one, for some reason, the front legs, the elbow is just for some reason fucked up.
All right, so yeah, these elephants are very distracted. They're looking... They're really interesting, Kezra.
Yeah, Kezra's going to move his way past them if they allow and go inspect the bodies.
Yeah, no, they're obviously not threatened by you because you were standing next to an elephant that didn't react to you.
Yes. That's smart. I mean, I'm impressed.
Illusory object.
Yeah.
Stupid. Like the most useful spell ever.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys want to you guys want to walk down to where Elkwood had told you about the
yeah.
The
man.
Well, my whole thing was moving through the buildings, making sure they don't see us. But like he's inspecting the bodies, so
yeah, I'm just gonna walk over to the well.
Okay, the well, it looks like it hasn't been used in like a few days, the bodies themselves also look to be rotted for a few days as well, on top of being burned and squashed. So
no one knows what the cause of those
are. Just
nope.
Burnt.
Nope. These look like just some regular people.
Oh, poor people.
Yeah, the elephants just tried their best.
So if we can try to move down in a safe way,
yeah,
Benson will do that.
No sudden moves. Move slowly.
Just give Elbow a nice pat so they know that you're friendly.
Thank you, Elbow.
It stares at you with its eyes in opposite directions.
the three actual elephants go over and just start sniffing all over you. They take your helmet off, put it on their head, put it back on your head.
Aw. Elephants are great.
It's kind of adorable.
Elephants are great.
Yeah. I remember reading somewhere that the part that fires off in an elephant's brain is the same part in ours when we see a puppy.
Aww.
So elephants look at us like cute puppy-like creatures.
Oh, you're cute.
Sees like, Benson as a little armored puppy.
Right. There's this, oh, wow, such a helpless small little creature.
If I wanted to, I could step on you.
So yeah, I guess we'll go down to the dude.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go down to the man that was trapped under the large beam of timber. Yes. And he sees you guys going up, and he starts like shouting in a language you. And I don't think any of you know yet.
As that happens, Benson's just going to go shh, shh, and go to move the beam.
Okay.
So he's just going to try to keep the guy quiet because, yeah, screaming people definitely won't frighten elephants.
Yes, right.
Yeah, Kezra will help.
Okay.
So is there
hopefully not an easy.
Make me athletics checks.
I guess there's really no like intelligence check or something for like language, like to know.
Adelar might have a spell, but he might have to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I crush it. We're good.
All right.
Poised.
18 on the die. Plus 13.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a DC 22, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
damn it.
You could have made it.
I was so close.
You could have made it. Yeah, so you lift it up, and he begins speaking. As he sort of calms down, and you can sort of listen to the words that he's using, you can tell he's speaking in Mwangi.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we still know
that. I was
that.
Thinking that.
Nobody knows that yet, so he sort of pantomimes thanking you all, and he as you do lift it up, the elephants then come over very cautiously. And they sort of like sniff all over him and make sure that he's okay. And then, he thanks you. He's trying his best to like communicate with you.
Kezra takes out the map and like lays it out, and like he like pantomimes that like we're from
Acreville,
and Ikuje. And he like he shows his the path through the forest that they've taken. He points to the quarry, and he like signals that he's like that we've destroyed the quarry, and then that we've made our way down the river and have made it here. And then you know he's like, "What happened?" He gestures to the village, and he goes, "What happened? Was this the Cinder Claws?"
So if this is not an audio podcast, I would pantomime a whole bunch of shit. So he motions that there were little things, and then he sort of makes a motion of like monkey.
Ah,
charcoal.
Cinder-glass. And then he goes
fireball.
And then he sort of points at like fire, and he like motions at it everywhere. Fire everywhere.
Dragon priest.
Kezra, like, holds up the Cinder Claw gauntlet. Like, maybe any of them were wearing them. And he goes, "The Cinder Claws. We're here to destroy them." And he's, like, pantomiming to destroy.
This place, like, they just couldn't get in to do whatever they wanted to do because of the elephants. The elephants don't even seem evil, so.
Or maybe the skull there is to. Adelaide's actually not even with you guys. He's still like by elbow because he's just very intimidated by these large creatures.
He's just constantly.
I'm just like friend. Terrified by fear, like the elephant's kind of sniffing Adelaide, and Adelaide's just like, "Don't move." So like he just looking at you guys, like, "I want to go over to them, but I'm too scared."
But this is the first failed location. They probably wanted to put a pillar here, but they couldn't.
Perhaps.
I feel like they could have killed the elephants. They were just fireballs.
We really need
guys,
to talk to
again,
this man.
A fireball just doesn't erase an elephant.
Fireballs, just elephants, immune to fire.
Kezra pops his head out the window, or out the door, and he goes, "Adelar, we need your help."
And he just is like...
They're fine, Adelar. Leave them to Elbow. He'll take care of them.
His elbow's eyes are all...
And Adelar just, like, very slowly just shakes his head no, like...
What the hell is wrong with that?
I'm just looking at, like, Elbow's, like, the drawn, like, what was it? Doodle Dirt. From SpongeBob. Yeah. Like,
Doodle
with his, like, tongue sticking out.
Benson literally comes out, walks up, grabs Adelar by the elbow, and just starts walking him down.
And he just kind of freezes as you're, like, dragging him.
Yeah.
Like,
don't.
Internal monitor, like, "Don't move."
It's okay, Adelar. If all Kezra needs to do is fireball, and then they'll just go away.
Okay, good. Jeez. I can't tell you how long I was holding my breath. Adelar, there's a survivor. We cannot communicate with them. Is there anything you can do to assist us?
I tell you, those elephants are trying to suck out of my soul. I can feel them. I'm sorry.
You're from Cheliax, right?
Exactly.
He was here. He was a bad experience at a zoo.
Cheliaxian zoo. Soul sucking elephants.
Elephant stole my ice cream cone.
We will protect you from the elephants should they want to hurt you for any reason.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
They smell he's worships Abaddon.
I don't actually know if I have, understand languages, in my spell list. I'm
comprehend language?
I'm looking through.
Because if you cast comprehend languages...
Okay, it's spell level 2.
Oh, okay.
Target or creature.
Mm. Yeah. You don't have the thing where you could, prepare a spell later, do you?
That's a wizard thing.
I mean, what you can do is if you don't prepare all your slots at the beginning of the day, you can do that.
Gotcha.
But assuming he did prepare all of the slots.
I mean, you guys probably came here thinking you were going to fight something. So.
Right. Yeah, you can do that. If you don't prepare your slots in your daily preparations, you can choose to leave them empty. And then you can prepare them later.
I don't think Tim knew that.
I don't know if you knew
that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You can leave slots empty in case you need them to prepare them in the moment later. It's just you won't have that slot available if combat erupts out.
Okay. Yeah. But what does it take? 10 minutes or something?
Yeah. It's like a daily preparation.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
His mind was blown.
The only class that can just swap spells is a fairly high level wizard. I think it's mid level.
What are the wizard theses that allow you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also just being a sorcerer.
It's split spell or something like that.
In case you guys haven't figured out, I really like playing wizards.
Because comprehend language, I could heighten it to third level, and then I could speak and understand, which is cool. I heightened it to fourth level, which I do have a couple of those slots, you can target up to 10 creatures, and targets can also speak the language, which is awesome.
That's badass.
Neat. Yeah.
Wait a minute. When you guys leveled up, didn't Elkwood take... Wait, I thought you took a language when you leveled up. Did you take Mwanga? Did you take something else?
Yeah, I think you did.
I do not remember.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
I don't remember mentioning taking a language.
We'll have to wait until the episode comes out.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I did.
Okay. Okay, well, what do you guys want to do? Because this guy's hurt. He's sort of sitting down and he's not feeling great.
I mean, I can lay on hands.
Heal him.
Okay.
Yeah. Benson just slowly walks up, hands up, mm-hmm. as he prays and calls for the grace of Iomidae.
He jerks back because he doesn't know what language you speak.
He hisses in pain.
And Benson just reaches out, touches him, and gives him healing.
And his bones go. Go back.
Ew.
His bones go as they break, and it's like, oh, he was undead.
I know it.
All right, so yeah, he's healed, and he approaches the elephants, and the elephants go over to him, and like I said, they're all feeling a lot better about his situation now.
They were just protective. Aww. Of him.
That's how this whole encounter was.
They were protecting him the whole time.
Wow.
Yep.
That's actually sweet.
Very sweet.
That's freaking beautiful.
You said you inspected the bodies that were stamped. You said they were just burnt. They were just peasant people.
I did want to inspect the well.
You said it wasn't used. But...
Oh, yeah. If we could make a general perception check just for the whole area.
Yeah, just kind of searching around.
I don't have light, but Adelar, I'm sure, could just throw a lit stone down there, see if there's anything at the bottom.
Yeah.
Perception checks? Question mark?
Yeah, if you want to make perception checks.
And Aboleth is just selling down the well.
Come down here.
No.
You can come on down here. We all float down here.
No. It's just an Aboleth with a clown wig.
There was a joke from Dimitri Martin that he was I don't remember what the basis of it was, but he was just help, I'm stuck in a well. It's like a hot tub with really high walls.
I rolled like shit.
I did too.
Wait, is this perception?
Yeah. Yes, just general perception in the area.
I actually don't have the cantrip light, so I can't do that.
Really?
Oh. Didn't prepare light today?
Nope.
17.
Okay, so you're looking around in the area. Like I said, most of the stuff just looks burnt to the ground, charred. You find a few more bodies that were either that were either murdered with hatchets, or lit on fire.
So. Did you make perception checks?
Yeah, Adelar, did you perception?
Oh no!
Are you too terrified of the elephants to perceive?
I think I'm better now.
He's taking a shaken conditions.
22.
Yeah. So you go over to the well and you you sort of look down. It is. Time is it? It's probably.
It's high.
We woke up and came here, right?
Right.
I think so.
So it's, like it's probably close to noon.
Which would be perfect.
Right, which would be optimal. So with the right angle, you're able to look down and you can see that this well has a body in the bottom of it.
Ooh. You know there's something on that body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, you got to detect magic?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, doesn't Kezzer have to detect magic?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to say, Kezzer, there is a body at the bottom of the well. It seems a little...
Is the well 30 foot deep, or is it deeper?
No, it's deeper than that.
Damn it.
Oh, my God. All right.
We should bury the dead, so let's... And we don't want it poisoning the well, and also there might be goodies on him.
Also,
he might have stuff. Yeah, but, like, how do you propose of going down the well? Besides, you know, maybe putting a rope...
Yes, we tie a rope around someone. Someone swims down there and ties the rope around the body. They swim back up, and then we pull the body up.
Yes.
Easy peasy.
It's like that Futurama episode. It's like the wishing fountain. It's like they're trying to find, like, clues for something. It's like Bender's like, I'm not going in that fountain. And somebody goes, hey, there's pennies at the bottom. And he immediately dives in.
I see gold down there, I think.
You can lower me down, and if anything should go wrong, I can always blazing dive my way out.
It's like a recovery from Smash.
Yes. I don't think you can solve all your problems by blazing diving everything.
Well, according to the text of the spell, I immediately launch 15 feet into the air, and then I have to choose a 60-foot line to fly into. Oh so, God. It gives me 75 feet of movement speed. You just have to catch me. It doesn't say I can't choose up.
Sounds good. That's to true. Me.
That works for me.
Then why did you just blazing dive down there?
Because he'll destroy the body.
All right, so we tie a rope off on Kezzera.
Yeah.
And we lower a man down.
All right, Kezzera, I need you to make me a fortitude save, as it is disgusting down here with the fetid body that is now bloated.
That's fine. I'm pretty good at fortitude. Not with a natural one, though.
Oh, you vomit.
I mean, yeah, you have a rope around him.
You begin vomiting, and it is hard for you to steady yourself while you were down there.
But
so.
as you get down, you can detect magic.
Yeah, as I start to vomit, oh. I detect magic onto what my vomit lands on.
Okay, so
it would be the coldest thing in the world for Jake to be like, "Yeah, you don't find anything. It's weird. There's nothing down there. It's just a body."
That's what you just hear from the echoing out of the well.
you search the body. It's just disgusting. You like tap your hand.
It just sinks.
Sinks into the skin a bit. You're like,
it's like a sponge.
No, we need to pull it out. So the well can. You
gotta bring it out.
Yeah,
you gotta bring it out.
Yeah,
you grab one of the limbs and it just comes off.
Oh,
yeah.
Is there any magic on the goddamn corpse?
No.
Yes.
Is there magic in the water below the core?
No.
I would just like to see him blazing dive out. Screaming in anger.
I'm just holding a rope, and all of a sudden, like, is he coming out? And then he just... Boom,
covered in viscera.
No, I just tug on the rope, and I just... I mean, what do I have on my pure... Do I have anything I can get this body out of here with?
No.
I pull out my wand of web, and I wrap it in a web and drag it up with me.
There you go.
Okay. The whole kit and caboodle.
Right, right.
A 20-foot web spell on a 5-foot square of corpse.
There you go.
And I just bring the whole fucking thing out.
I completely forgot about that.
I don't use it for anything, so whatever.
All right, so yeah, you pull it up, and you find a bag on the side that had 5 gold pieces.
Oh, sick.
Hey!
Worth it.
Yeah. That guy was rich.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
Oh,
Kezra's vomiting everywhere uncontrollably.
He vomits so next to Elbow.
I'm taking the extra gold piece.
I think that's fair.
That's quite all right. I do not want to vomity cold.
Jeez, all right. Well, I mean, I'm very perplexed by this village. Like, yeah. We can't talk to the dude.
Yeah,
and there's just some elephants here and a bunch of burnt down shit and no loot. Like, yeah. What? Why is there a skull in this village?
Unless
it was just like, all right, yeah, we murdered these people.
They murdered them. The elephants got loose and they killed all the fucking cultists. So,
gotta say, Jake, this is a pretty anticlimactic skull.
He's smiling. How do you guys fought the elephant? It would have been not that anticlimactic.
Yeah,
that's true.
If we want to make camp here,
took care of that.
Yeah. If we want to make camp here, I could perhaps speak to him in the morning. Abadar might be able to grant me some understanding.
Oh, they might freak out if Elbow disappears.
Yeah, we should make sure we're good friends with the elephants before an hour goes up.
Everyone just start
petting.
They
might be freaked out by Elbow disappearing. I can keep casting Elbow, but I only have like two more casts or something.
Elbow disappears, they just go panic mode.
What's the next Titan? It's 10 minutes and then 1 hour. Oh, I can't cast fifth level spells. Fifth level spells is unlimited duration. Unlimited elbow.
Good lord. Man.
Unlimited elbow.
So all we have to do is go, hey guys, look over there. And Elbow goes, oh, he ran away.
Oh my gosh, where'd Elbow go?
Shame.
Oh man, Elbow. Bye, Elbow. Come back, Elbow. Yeah.
Everyone say bye.
All right, so like I said, it's noon. So I don't know. He is ready to go. So he is trying to
leave.
Yeah.
Oh well, I guess there's nothing here for him.
No, there isn't. He's getting his elephants and he's leaving.
Okay.
This sucks.
You want to roll society?
Oh yeah.
Sure. I want to be so badly like I'm going to stand here for another hour and look. Can I make another perception check, Jake?
I'll roll society. 20.
24.
Oh.
Natural one.
Oh my god. I did not roll great
for
either.
One.
He's just a loon.
Tell me, Jake, what do I get with a 16?
Back to back ones for Kezra.
I know.
Damn. You know these, you know this group of people to simply be called elephant people. Probably a translation from Mwangi into. You know these guys, you know this group to, they're actually from this area. But they usually live in smaller villages, and they use these elephants to traverse around the jungle. If you get any more information from him, he sort of explains that he looks at the map, and then he sort of like aligns himself, and then he says that he points at where they are, and then he points below, so like they went south.
Oh, like cultists.
No, him. Like his people.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this village just straight up got attacked. They got stomped the fuck out by the elephants, and they were like, don't go here, skull.
Yeah.
That's I guess. That's just odd. I was expecting like a boss base or something where a skull is.
Well.
Okay. Well, it's high. It's noon, so we can just keep moving.
Yep. I do want to take one more look around here.
Okay.
Before
can we do
leave.
That?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, one more look.
18.
20.
Man.
Nope, hold on. Where's my perception?
A plus two long
25.
Oh.
Hold on. Okay. Oh, it was 11. 24.
He's just looking for that.
Oh, I can also I can detect magic the whole time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there any plus two striking longbow? Jesus. Composite?
In fact, no.
One of the elephant's tusks is actually
pop it off.
It's a vorpal elephant tusk.
It's
just
a
like
spear.
No, it's Havel's weapon from Dark Souls.
It's just a claw.
Oh yeah.
Dragon tooth.
Yeah.
You do find a small chest. This is a rollable table, by the way. So you find what looks to be something that somehow escaped the fire, and it's a little cabinet. And you open it up, and you see what looks to be some kind of a chemical vial.
Kezra. It's all you, Kezra.
It's for crafting, right?
Same, basically.
Crafting level. Or
crafting.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I have crafting.
19.
Oh no, I don't.
You look at this, and you put a little tip in your finger, and you realize that this is a bestial mutagen.
Yeah,
yep.
That's all right.
Your features transform into something bestial, and you take on muscle mass, but your lumbering form is clumsy. Benefit, you gain a plus one item bonus to athletics check and unarmed attack rolls. You gain a claw unarmed attack, which is 1d4 slashing, with the agile trait, and jaws unarmed attack, 1d6 piercing. The drawback is you take a minus one penalty to AC and a minus two penalty to reflex saves. This lasts for 1 minute.
Dude, this potion makes you wicked swole.
Yep.
Growing claws and jaws, yeah. Jaw attack is pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take a look at that serpent thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Serpent
oh,
statue, yeah. Since it's another A.
Oh, yeah, you can, too.
Natural 20.
There oh, there
that's
boom.
What I'm talking about.
Boop, there shot. It is.
That was a straight-up 360 no-scope.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
Summon Lenorm?
Why haven't we been using this? This could solve all of our problems.
It's so funny because didn't it take us a while to identify the dog statue?
Yeah, it did.
Oh my god, that and then it took you forever to even like use it.
I know. Hey, we used it and he was a good boy.
Yep.
Jade Serpent figurine. This is a wondrous figurine.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Each of these statuettes is 1 inch in height, carved from a specific material, this one being jade, and taking the shape of a particular animal or animals, this one being a serpent. To action command, interact. Effect, you activate the statue by placing it on solid ground and then speaking its name. This is sounding much like the Onyx statuette. Causing the statuette to transform into a living creature or creatures. Blah, 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 blah. I'll just get to the good part. This tiny statue first appears to be a formless lump of jade until closer inspection reveals it to be a serpentine body curled into a snug knot. When activated, the figurine becomes a giant viper. The figurine can be used only once per day and can remain in serpent form no more than 10 minutes. This is a item level 7.
Holy wow. Shit.
So wait a minute. Every fight... a day, Kezra can just throw this thing out there, and we've got a giant serpent.
Yep. Giant viper is a creature level 2. It's got a climb speed, a swim speed of 20 feet, fangs with viper venom.
It's nice cannon fodder.
Yeah.
Or it can just stand next to Adelar and, you know.
Guard. Yep.
Guard him.
The viper venom is pretty cool. So it's a DC 17 fortitude save, maximum duration of 6. Stage 1, 1d6 poison. Stage 2, 1d6 poison and drained 1.
Whoa, what?
That's good.
This thing also has coiled opportunity. As an attack of opportunity, but the snake can use this reaction only if it is coiled, and it has to use an action to coil itself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of snakes have that.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
You said it takes an action to coil.
Yeah, so it takes an action to coil. So this is interesting. The giant viper uses an action to coil itself, increasing its reach with its fangs from 5 to 10 feet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it uses an action to coil, and then it has a longer reach.
Yeah, so you can do an attack of opportunity from 10
feet. Literally, every fight, Tim, throw that down, stand right on top of it, coil it.
Now the question is, could Kezra do a crafting check in order to milk the venom from it? And then I could use it on my arrows.
I assume anytime it disappears, anything that came with it also disappears.
Yep.
Crap.
Yep.
Oh, that ruins it.
I know.
That just ruins my immersion.
It's only DC-17.
That ruins my immersion.
It's only DC-17. You can probably do better anyway.
Everything will pass it. Yeah.
Kezra can probably craft a better venom poison for you.
Yeah. Sure.
Can you craft that, what was it? The
drain.
Wevern poison?
Not yet. I believe it's a level 8 or 9 venom.
Yeah. But find a wyvern.
Kezra is not an alchemist. He is a he can do some alchemy stuff, but he is a sorcerer or barbarian who has an alchemy book.
We know that from the flashback.
You could say a snake oil salesman.
He is a snake oil salesman.
Literally. You guys finally figured out that jade thing. You calm the elephants with some pretty courteous spellcasting, and you tell this Mwangi elephant man That you rescue him and everything seems fine. What do you guys want to do for the rest of the day?
Well, let's just hit the river and make that big trek around and try to
okay.
I'm
go
for
back
that.
To that last dragon pillar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are in that one. So the main Cinderclaw camp is 1, 2, 3, 4 hexes away.
Oh, sure.
And then 2 hexes southeast of that is that last pillar. So you want to go to the pillar specifically.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you guys will be able to travel 1 more hex.
And then we have to sleep.
And then you'll have to sleep, yeah. Okay. So make me a survival check as you are going through.
I'm not even going to roll that anymore.
That's a good idea.
Because we're 23. Malaria, everybody fails.
I found these mosquitoes.
what do you guys want to do with these?
But they're scourges or whatever they are.
Sturges. Yeah.
Sturges.
Sturges. Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Things are horrible.
Fuck have this Sturges. As a pet. It bit me, though.
it bit me.
I'm a little lightheaded.
Yeah. Do I look flush? you guys easily travel through, and you get to a point where you can see that the jungle is a lot more dense, and there's a lot of vines. And make me a perception check as you're walking through this part.
Hey, good one. Finally from Benson.
Oh.
Rolling shit up shit up shit.
That's good. 30.
25.
23.
28.
You, as you guys are all walking through, Benson looks up and he sees what looks like almost humanoid figures with long, gangly limbs. And he sees massive claws on them as they begin slowly climbing down. And they look like this.
Oh, God.
What the hell?
It's dire sloth.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
wait, what?
Sloth creatures.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh,
yay!
God.
Yay!